Corby Ellington is one of 15 Rowan County veterans who fell in battle when the United States sent troops to France to fight in World War I. Recognized for his valor, American Legion Post 126 in Moorhead is named in his honor. But according to Rowan County Veterans Museum curator Bill Bolin, the story behind Ellington's service had all but been lost until recently.
This all started when a new member asked me, who was Corby Ellington? And I asked around, and nobody seemed to know other than the fact that he was our namesake. So we started a little historical search, started at the with the university. We went to the Kentucky State Archives, and we had a lot of people that would give me little tips.
Tracking down information about Ellington initially proved to be challenging, but after more than a year of research and gathering materials from state archives and other sources, Bolin says the threads of Ellington's life slowly began weaving themselves together, starting with how the Legion Post in Moorhead got its name.
There were 15 veterans of World War I that set up the Corby Ellington American Legion Post. And in doing so, they unanimously agreed that Corby Ellington should be their namesake.
Ellington was conscripted into the Army on October 3, 1917. While undergoing training, he made his last few visits home.
We have records where that he came home during his training, and he married a young lady by the name of Hannah Smith. And she was from Bangor, Kentucky, which is under the lake now, Cave Run Lake. He was actually from Yale, which was from the other side of the road, but is also now under the lake.
Ellington wouldn't make it to France until April 18, 1918. After serving 6 months on the ground as an infantryman, he fell in battle.
October the 12th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he was going forward in a charge when artillery bombardment from the Germans killed him and another man in his group and injured several others.
To honor his sacrifice, local and state lawmakers have set aside October the 12th to be observed as Corby Ellington Day from now moving forward. Bolin says there is a strong collaborative effort to make Corby Ellington a household name in the region and to make the event named in his honor one of the largest celebrations of the year.
We're working with other people in the community to make this a day that will be equal to Freedom Fest or equal to Arts and Eats, those types of festivals. But we'll always have the actual ceremony at 10 o'clock a.m. on October the 12th because that is the day that he died and the time that he died. 10 o'clock Eastern Time is the same as 4 o'clock where he died in France.
The inaugural ceremony will be held on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Corby Ellington American Legion Post in Moorhead. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Joe Lewis.